Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect this afternoon. You know, we spend a lot of time on ABQ Connect talking about the challenges politically, health-wise, economically here in the city of Albuquerque and the state of New Mexico. And one of the guys that is charged with one of the most difficult jobs that I can even imagine is our Albuquerque Police Department Chief, Mike Geyer. And he's joined today by Brian Allered, President of America Praise. Gentlemen, welcome into ABQ Connect. We appreciate you being here.
Jim, thank you so much. Brian Allered here. We're honored to be on, and we just finished our monthly lunch, leadership lunch here, and we're just honored to be with you.
Well, we're going to have a chance today here in our first half hour. We're going to be speaking with Brian and Chief Mike Geyer. And then on our second half, we're going to have Elizabeth Armijo, his Deputy Chief of Staff. She's going to be in here with Dave Romo, the Director of Recruiting for the Albuquerque Police Department. And what we really want to accomplish today is to let people know what's going on in the police department, what the goals are, what Chief Geyer's vision is, and let's just get started. Chief Geyer, Brian Allered and New Mexico Praise has churches all over Albuquerque and really all over the state praying for the leadership of our state and your department. What other ways can the church, people of faith, help you as the chief of police?
Well, I mean, the prayers are a big support for us. I mean, we feel the, you know, the stress of the nature of our job, the situations in our city from homelessness and crime, all the social issues that we face and we have as first responders, probably the most responsibility for. And so the prayers are a good starting point. But we also, we need help from the community in so many different ways. We can't be everywhere at all times, and people sometimes have special skill sets or ministries in these churches that can help us with, you know, referrals for even substance abuse or just being able to provide a care for seniors or home visits for young children or daycare services. If some of these people can't afford that and they won't go through traditional sources. So faith-based groups, and especially in areas where churches are located, they're more likely to go to something in their neighborhood, somewhere where they feel familiar and comfortable, rather than to a big hospital downtown or a formal office building where they're, or they get lost in the maze of, you know, bureaucracy, is they want that personal touch. And I think that, you know, people of faith always want to be able to help and give back to others. And, you know, through us, we could get, you know, plenty of opportunities to direct them in the ways that would make that happen.
I want to direct this question to Brian. Brian, you're breaking bread this afternoon with Chief Geyer and his department leadership. Tell me how America Praise and New Mexico Praise has come alongside the community and the Albuquerque Police Department.
Thank you, Jim. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:7, to seek the peace and the prosperity of the city to which I've carried you. Pray for the city. If the city prospers, you prosper. And so I love the Bible because the Bible has a city theology, right? It has this idea that it's not us versus them, that we're in this together. And if the city prospers, the faith community prospers. If the city fails, does the faith community. And so I think it's just that idea of saying, hey, we're part of the community. We're part of APD. And if our police department succeeds, we succeed. If they shine, then we shine. And if they struggle, we all struggle. And so just, I'm a big believer that, you know, God put us on earth to be salt and light. Jesus said, you know, let your light shine before the world. They might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so we as a New Mexico Praise team, we have churches, 130 churches in 30 cities across New Mexico and churches all over Albuquerque Metro. We just came behind our police departments, and we just, especially here in Albuquerque with Chief Geyer, we just said, we're going to pray for them every day by name. Partner with a ministry called Stand True for Blue, led by Valerie Jameson, my friend, who was with us today. And their goal is to get every officer and their family adopted by a family, praying for every officer and his family, his or her family. And so, you know, that's the idea. We want to see every officer, every staff member of APD covered in prayer. We want to see the police department covered in prayer. We want to see the faith community working with the police department not against the police department, not in siloed from the police department. But if we're gonna solve this, if we're gonna reduce crime over the next decade, we're gonna make Albuquerque a safer place to live. We're gonna have to do that together. Mm. We can't continue in our silos any longer. So I'm just a big believer that the body of Christ is here to be salt and light. We're here to be servants. And so it's been about 2 years now working with Chief Geyer. And I can tell you, this is a man of the highest integrity. Of all the people I know in America, this is one of the highest men of integrity. I trust him. I trust his department. There's big problems. They're doing their best. Every day, these men and women lay down their lives to make our city safer. And so I'm just a believer, Jim, that we got to be part of the solution. It's easy to be a critic, you know, in your lazy boy chair. Why don't you get out of the lazy boy chair and be part of the solution? Like, let's lock arms and let's make our city safer. And so, you know, in every zip code in New Mexico, there's a church. There's a house of worship. There's a mosque. There's a synagogue. There's not a Starbucks. There's not a police substation. There's not a fire substation. There's not a post office. There may not even be a light, right, the traffic light. But there's a church in every community in New Mexico. When you mobilize the church, it's the largest volunteer base in the world. And we've seen that the last 2 years of getting New Mexico Praise, partnering with APD. We've done some amazing things together. And I'm just excited. I just want to call everybody to action. How can you serve? Serve at your local substation. Pray for the officers. Pray for the chief. Pray for the city. Volunteer. There's internships. There's APD is looking for more volunteers. Mm. So get involved. Join a community policing council. Find a way to use whatever influence God's given you for the betterment of our city, and let's do it together. So that'd be my call to action.
Absolutely. Chief Geyer, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been 20 years plus with APD. What led you to want to lead the department?
Well, I mean, I'm a second-generational police officer. My dad was a police officer. Mm. It wasn't until I was about 18. I mean, I always admired him, but I made the decision to, you know, that this was a job of service. You know, you always want to look at something to make up yourself and to be able to help others and make a difference was, you know, the first notion that I had as a new prospective police officer. I did work 20 years in Metro Chicago as a police officer because of a family illness with my wife. We decided to move to this climate here, and so I have spent 20 years with APD. I did leave APD for 3 years to take an opportunity in Rio Rancho as a chief. There were some troubling times with APD with the advent of the Department of Justice. The department was in a little turmoil. This was, I think God actually opened that door for me and told me, take a little breather, see what it's like to lead a department, not a small size compared to New Mexico, but smaller than Albuquerque. And so I learned, you know, kind of the ropes there. And when January of 2017, Eric Keller, then who was an auditor, told me he was running. I had been friends with him when I worked in Albuquerque Police, the area command where he was senator. And he told me he was running for mayor and asked me indirectly at that time, would you be interested? And I was fortunate because I knew that would be a big job. Mm-hmm. I was able to take some leave from Rio Rancho and waited to the election, and sure enough, he won the election. So at that point, he told me, this is it. You know, are you ready for this? And at that particular time, after much thought and prayer and asking God for where do you want me to serve, that was the answer I got. And so I think that I knew I had a mission. A lot of officers had reached out to me, asked me, you know, if that was true. They wanted me to come back. I knew I had a mission to not only to serve my city where I live now and my family is living and my grandkids are growing up, but also to serve this department, to make it a better department, so as to do that and pass that on. So, I mean, that's kind of in a nutshell how I've gone from, you know, the rookie officer of many years ago to the leading a major city in the United States. I will say this, during most of my career, I never aspired to be a police chief. I don't think that calling came until Rio Rancho, and I never aspired to, I never thought that a possibility would exist for Albuquerque, very limited to get to the top in a big department. So, you know, being a man of faith, I think that this was my calling. He called out to me, and I'm answering the best I can and trying to do the best I can to serve him.
Chief Geyer, you'll have to forgive my sports analogy, but you inherited a team with not enough players, nowhere near enough officers in your department, and you have the Department of Justice watching every move you make. What did you anticipate would be your biggest obstacles in changing the culture of the Albuquerque Police Department?
Well, I mean, cultures, this is a big topic now, especially with the Department of Justice and our reform efforts, is they were here for a reason, to address a culture that wasn't very good. It condoned misconduct to some degree. It condoned excessive force. Some cases where it was an accepted practice to use this without any kind of consequences. And so the biggest obstacle is trying to overcome that generation of officers. Mm-hmm. It's not so hard now with new officers to train them with these new ideas, but that's all they know. But as you know, in any organization, introduce change is not easy. And to get buy-in and support from people that just are, you know, kind of hard-headed and set in their ways is an obstacle. But I think the culture change we've done is we've introduced new aspects of training that are ethic-based training, trying to change the mindset of officers in terms of the realities of using forces. I mean, we have to preserve life. That's our job, is we're protectors. We're guardians. We're not warriors in the sense that we're going to battle, you know, in the heat of a World War II or something like that. We're battling for justice, yes, but we also have to protect the rights through the Constitution and just, you know, from an ethical and a moral standpoint, is to do what's right. And our job, procedural justice, is nothing more than the golden rule. And I want our officers to learn that, you know, you don't go into a situation where everybody's an adversary. The majority of the population in this city are good people. They work hard. They take care of their families. They take care of their homes. There's only because of public health issues and whatever with addiction and other issues that cause problems for us in terms of crime. That's only a small percentage, and that's the ones we'll have to win over. But our officers can't think that everybody's against them, and you know, and that we've got to be this tough, you know, standard conquering armory. We got to work with the community. The community and us got to be one. And so I think that getting the officers, first of all, now is more of the new officers we get, the easier it is because they're going to be ingrained in this. We are weeding out people that are bad influences or encouraging them to retire early if they just can't make this change. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a veteran officer, too. I call it evolution. Mm. Is some of these people have become dinosaurs, and you know, if they don't want to go extinct within the department, they have to make that change or leave. But I don't want to create baby dinosaurs. So we have to have that infrastructure that makes it known through, you know, whether it's discipline or, you know, oversight through community groups or the oversight through the DOJ itself right now, and eventually that'll be a self-assessment on our part, is as long as we have those, you know, mechanisms in place, this department will run smoothly in a very professional manner and gain that trust back in the community. And I think that once we get there, most of those obstacles should be out of my way.
We are on the phone this afternoon with Albuquerque Police Chief Mike Geyer and Brian Allred, President of America Praise. We're going to take a short break, come back, and spend another 12, 15 minutes with you guys. Hold on. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so, and he's already paid the price for the repair.
Moving with integrity. Slater Transfer and Storage is family-owned with over 30 years in the moving industry. They offer many services to cover all your moving needs. Local and long-distance movers committed to excellence on every move. They also have on-site storage. Begin your next move with a free, no-obligation quote. Call 505-345-8841. That's 505-345-8841. Located at 6900 Washington Street Northeast or online at slateratlas.com.
Duke City Ready Mix, your local premier concrete and gravel producer, recently received national recognition by winning the Excellence in Concrete Quality Award from the National Ready Mix Association. We are dedicated to earning your trust by our consistent quality, service, and by being a good neighbor, serving the entire valley. Visit us at QualityMattersHere.com or call 877-5777. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. We have Albuquerque Police Chief Mike Geyer on the phone, along with Brian Ullerid, President of America Praise. And Brian, I want to go to you now because Chief Geyer's just shared his heart about how he felt called to this position. I think most of us understand that it is one tough job being an Albuquerque police officer. Man, woman, old, young, whatever you, if you are in this field, it is singularly one of the toughest things. And Chief Geyer, I've got to thank you right now for serving and thank all of your officers, because as much as the community might complain, you guys have a tough job. We appreciate you and we're committed to continue praying for you as well.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'll pass that on.
Brian, I want to ask you a question. As you are friends with Chief Geyer and you're working together and you have a partnership to support him and his officers, what do you observe is one of the most difficult things about being a police officer, and how can we help to encourage officers ourselves?
Absolutely. You know, what I see is the daily grind. And they go from crisis to crisis. Mm. You know, you have a plan. We're going to do a communication plan, or we're going to build this. And there's a murder. There's a drug bust. Something happens. DOJ report is due. And so I think they're just overwhelmed. We're trying to get more and more officers involved. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the daily grind of being overwhelmed and then not being appreciated, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you're a doctor, people appreciate you. If you're an engineer at Sandia, people appreciate you. And so for me, it's providing them with that encouragement. Let them know there's more with them than against them. Mm-hmm. There's more people that appreciate their sacrifice than don't. And but sometimes it's the squeaky wheel that makes the noise, you know. It's the protesters, it's the 10 protesters that show up that get the media attention. There's 100,000 for it, but it's the 10 that protest that are the loudest. Mm. And so oftentimes it's the critics that are louder than the supporters. And so I just wanted to be a very vocal encouragement to them and rally people around them. They felt loved. They felt supported by the faith community. That they felt like we were here with them, not against them. And, we're going to have wins, and we're going to win some, and we're going to lose some. Mm. You know? Sometimes crime is going to go up. Sometimes it's going to go down. Right. But we were in here for the long haul, just that they would know that, hey, there's a group of people around them that have a good month or a bad month, but we're here. We're here with you for the long haul, to see the city get better.
Yeah,
and so that's what we're trying to do: provide encouragement. And Sand Trooper Blue is an amazing ministry where they'll take food and gift baskets to the different substations with Valerie Jameson to just encourage the officers. And it's amazing what a home cooked meal can do. You know, mm-hmm. A box of cookies. Say, hey, you know what? We appreciate that you're wearing a badge and that you're a target, so that I'm not a target. Right? Mm-hmm. I appreciate that you're out there protecting our city, so that I can enjoy my good job while you're in a very tough job. And so I try and put myself, you know, my brother was on the other side. My brother was a heroin dealer and addict for many years. Mm. And so I try and put myself in the shoes of an officer, you know, working with, the drug population, working with crime or the repeat offenders, and just saying, Father, protect them, watch over them. So I think prayer, support, encouragement, and then be part of the solution. Just like everybody else, I'm a busy guy. I travel, 26 to 30 weeks a year. Last week I was in L.A. But I make it a priority to say I'm gonna step up and serve with APD because I want to see our city get better. And there's no way Albuquerque gets better or safer unless APD thrives. Amen. And APD cannot thrive on their own. Not enough money or enough officers to thrive by themselves. They need the community to step up and be a part of the solution. And so, yeah, that's why it's very personal for me, Jim. And I just love these men and women. I see real humility. I see integrity. I see honor. And I've seen a real culture change in the city and in the police department. And it starts at the top. Everybody has to buy into it, but it starts at the top. And I just love and appreciate Chief Guy's leadership. And I see it in the team around him. And I see these servants' hearts. They really mean that. They want to protect and serve. Yeah. And I think they're restoring the serving component like we've never seen. And been here 22 years. I'm from L.A., but been in Albuquerque 22 years. And I believe the best days are ahead of us, not behind us. And last week did a press conference with Mayor Keller for our new homeless shelter that we're working on. The great community of Albuquerque voted to give us $14 million so we could build a homeless shelter. That'll make a huge difference in our city. Salt Lake City, San Antonio tackled homelessness, and crime got better when you tackle homelessness, right? When you tackle chronic homelessness. And so I really think, Jim, that our city's on the rebound. I think we're on our way up, and I'm just grateful to be a small part of it.
Well, what I'm excited about, Brian, is that we have, through a lot of your efforts and the way God's using you, I've seen the faith community come together. I've seen the Catholics and the Protestants of every denomination coming together and pray. I'm seeing you meeting with the mayor and with Chief Geyer. And so the community is really starting to say, hey, we are all neighbors. We may not all believe the same thing, but we are neighbors. We're going to look out for each other. We're going to love each other. We're going to care for each other. You know, I watched the Convoy of Hope the last couple of years. Amazing number of people participated and were blessed through that event. And I really am amazed. Chief Geyer, I want to go off script just a second because Brian mentioned your team. Can you brag about your team a little bit and the people that surround you to lead the department?
At the executive level, I have a number of deputy chiefs and chiefs of staff. My closest deputy chiefs right now are Deputy Chief Harold Medina. He's been a friend of mine we actually patrolled together probably 22, 23 years ago in Albuquerque. He rose through the ranks as well. He does the field services, so he covers all the uniform officers you see out there, six different area commands, that's his, and he does a great job keeping that component together. I have Deputy Chief Art Gonzalez, again, about a 24-year veteran. He's in charge of all the investigative services, from criminal investigations and the undercover investigations. And he's done a great job for us. He's a holdover from the last administration. He's one of the few that had the character to be able to withstand the challenges that they faced and still stick it out today. Mm-hmm. I have a new deputy chief from Charlotte Mecklenburg. We went through some outside bench strength. You used a sports analogy before. Is we had to make a deal in order to get somebody of that character. He's a former major with that department. He's working in our administrative services, which deals with the aviation division, the airport, the open space, and some of our other admin functions. He's done a great job for us. We're very pleased to have him. We have Deputy Chief Eric Garcia. He's one of our senior officers in the department. He has 28 years on. Currently, he's got a big project. He's in charge of the Compliance Bureau, which is all the efforts with the court-appointed settlement agreement with the DOJ. And he when we implemented that over 2 years ago, he had four people in it. There's now, 50 people, civilian sworn officers. Our CIT, our Crisis Intervention Unit, is a component of that, as well as our Internal Affairs Force Division. So he's got his hands full trying to get us through that process. We have Deputy Chief John Griego. He's in charge of special services, which is our records, our communications, different things like that, and traffic units. So, I've got a good staff at that level. I got a chief of staff I brought with me from Rio Rancho. He was a captain there, Don Ross. He's my right-hand man. And we have Elizabeth O'Neill, who works closely with Brian and the church groups, and she has a lot with our social media and our social integration groups and youth, working with youth and things like that. She came from State Police, another outside acquisition, and she's just fit in. And this team unites together very well. But the real big team is all the officers out there. Every officer is part of not only the APD family, but the APD team. And all of them pulling together, doing their best in their components is really what's making this a great department. And I can't speak any more highly of the character of the officers out there that are really trying every day to make that difference. And I'm sure a lot of them go home feeling satisfied is that in their own way, they change somebody's life each day. And so that's where my heart goes out to. That's the roots of where I started as an officer. I'm not going to forget where I came from. And, you know, so my biggest praises go out to those officers every day that go out there and face the challenges day and night, 24/7, every day of the year. So that's pretty much the whole department, I guess.
Yeah. Well, in our second half today, we're going to have a chance to visit with your Deputy Chief of Staff, Elizabeth Armijo, and your Director of Recruiting, Dave Romo. So I don't want to talk too much about recruiting, but officers are really needed. You need what, Chief Geyer, another 500 officers or so to really bring the standard up to what you'd like it to be?
Well, I mean, the mayor wants to hire 100 a year with a goal of 400. That'll bring us to 1,200.
Okay.
But from personal perspective, I would say 1,400 would be my next goal, is to try to get us there. Mm. And even then, we'll have to see where it is, because, I mean, if you drive around the city, and I see this as well, I drive around, I can go days without even seeing a police car, you know, unless there's an accident off to the side or something. And I like to have that kind of omnipresence or that visibility, that not only reassurance for the public and keep traffic safe, and as well as a deterrent to crime for the people that may think that they can get away with it if no one's looking. So I agree. It's one of those old adages. I'll know when we get there. But yes, in this department, our size, and as we're growing as a city, as well as the issues we face, is the more the merrier.
Albuquerque Police Chief Mike Geyer and Brian Allered, President of American Praise, have been on the phone with us this first half of our program. And I want to just thank you, gentlemen. Again, Chief Geyer, thanks for your service. Brian, thanks for all you're doing to bring our community together. And we really appreciate you being on ABQ Connect today.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. We appreciate the opportunity.